And then that's when the phone rang, and it was Big Fatty on the other end of the line, and he was talking to me, and he said two things. He said, well, actually he said three things. He said, you're fat. He said, your audio quality sucks on your PC. Get a Mac. And what was the third thing? Oh, he corrected me on my barbecue eating tour of the South dates. Yes, that's correct. It's not the end of June. It's the end of May, he said. But anyways, like he said, you know, being alone is not necessarily a bad thing. And no, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just a thing. And sometimes you want to hang out with other people. So
I am a very Scottish girl.
It's 20 minutes already. So anyways, I talked to him and he really brightened up my evening. So thank you, Big Fatty. I appreciated talking to you while I was eating my chicken tortilla soup and my chicken sandwich.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're fat. Get a Mac.
Oh, Lord. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 237 of the BFO for Thursday, the 1st of January, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to tell you about what these players get that play in the bowl games. It's a big old hootenanny of goodies. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and it is a brand new year. Or is it a brand nude year? You know, Big Fatty always used to wish everybody a happy nude year. And so I'll wish you a happy new year, too. And in fact, since it is a nude year, I'm podcasting with pants off today. And that's fantastic. And y'all, Big Fatty has got a few things he wants to talk with you about here on the first day of 2009. The first thing is, y'all, it's a cold front has moved through the Charleston area. And y'all, it's going down into the 20s. And it's nipply. It's just nipply. And, you know, we're not used to this. We're used to it being much warmer. But I'm going to tell you what. New Year's Eve, it was 67 degrees, and the heat was pouring out of the radiators in the Fat Cave building. And Patty was not a happy camper because of that. Y'all, were you overserved last night? Did you have a beverage? Did you toast the Fat One at midnight? Did you stick your tongue down somebody fabulous's throat? Oh, Lord, I know. I'm hearing vomiting sounds. Well, y'all, today can be summed up in two words: parades and football. And if you're not interested in parades and football, then you're fucked. Oh, I shouldn't say that, because, you know, sometimes they do those marathons, the TV marathons. I don't know if there's a marathon or not today, but they're probably... No, it seems to me like I heard that the Quiz Program Network was going to have the Let's Make a Deal marathon. I think New Year's Eve they had the Match Game marathon, but I did not watch that. So, anyway, y'all, Big Fatty went to the grocery store on New Year's Eve. And you know how I like to see how what I spent and what I saved, how close they are, or how much I saved. Well, y'all, I spent $14.02, and I saved $12.48. So I think that is a great way, a great coupon savings way to go out for 2008. Because Big Fatty's very pleased with that. I didn't buy a whole lot. I did buy some ingredients to make me some sausage balls, because, you know, Big Fatty loves a sausage ball. Now, y'all, speaking of the grocery store, I forgot to tell you that while I was in the Atlantas having a Hattie Christmas, I went to the Trader Joe's, which is just around the corner from where the Hats live. And, you know, we do not have the Trader Joe's here in the Charleston. But, y'all, I always hear people talking about, oh, the Trader Joe's, oh, the Trader Joe's. You know, Big Fatty would love a Trader Joe's. And I went in there, and Big Fatty does love the Trader Joe's. But, y'all, they always have cute boys that run the register. So, you know, that's always a good thing. But, y'all, I bought the candy cane candy cane filling of the Trader Joe's JoJo's, which are like Oreos. You know, it's the chocolate cookie, but it has the filling, a peppermint filling with pieces of candy cane in it. So I bought some of those. I hadn't tried those yet. And what else did I buy? Oh, I bought the dark chocolate almond candy. It was, you know, the big slab of dark chocolate with more than 50% California almonds in it. Was it almonds? Yeah, it was almonds. And, you know, Big Fatty loves the dark chocolate. And the sweet kind also. But y'all, I also bought the Gorgonzola crackers. And you know, Big Fatty loves a cracker, first of all. And you know, with this weather getting cold, it's soup weather. You know, the weather rat will be telling us to eat some soup. So I have indeed gotten the Gorgonzola crackers, and they're delicious. Delicious. And I was going to buy the Trader Joe's wine, which everybody says is, oh, it's so inexpensive, but it's so good, and you'll get all fucked up on it. And, you know, Big Fatty gets fucked up on the wine fairly easily. And but it was Sunday, and, you know, in Georgia, you can't sell wine on Sunday. Wah, wah. Oh, well, Big Fatty. I do have some big news. I have, on New Year's Eve, I placed, let me see if I've got this right, I placed 28 Christmas cards in the mail to include everyone who has sent me an international card. If I had an international card, those were the first to go out on Christmas Eve. And then I sent out 20... something more domestic cards, but y'all, I'm still not done. However, the good news is that I went by the post office and the New Year's cards have arrived. I have a plethora of happies to go in them, and so by January the 2th, Big Fatty will have all of the Christmas cards in the mail. So if you don't have a Christmas card, other than international, if you don't have a Christmas card from Big Fatty by the start of next week, I will say, then you need to get in touch with me, because I think I have sent everybody a Christmas card, or I think that by Friday, everyone will have a Christmas card / New Year's card in the mail to them. However, there are two people that will not be getting, that will not fit into that category, and those two people are Drew Ferguson and Vincent out there in the WC, California. Now, Drew, when I opened your book, you know, the Christmas happy that you sent me of your book about the retarded life of Larry the Second or whatever, Big Fatty threw the envelope away, so I don't have a mailing address for you. So, Drew Ferguson, please send Big Fatty your mailing address so I can get a New Year's card out to you. And just send it to ruined at bigfattyonline.com. And Vincent, who sent me the fabulous pop-up Chinooka card out there in the California. Vincent, I don't know what WC California is. So if you will e-letter me also at ruined at bigfattyonline.com and tell me what WC is, I will get that card out to you as well. Now, y'all, the very first person to enter 2009 and wish Big Fatty a Happy New Year was none other than Scotty over there in the Australias. And Scotty sent me some pictures of his celebration. He was getting ready. He looked like he had had a beverage or eight. He sent me some pictures. There were pictures of these little... oh, dear Gussie. Wait a minute. We've got an incoming call now, y'all. Let's see who this is. Let's see who this person is. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Would you like to say hello to everyone?
You fat thing. What do you want to eat?
I don't know, but I'll be ready to go get something to eat in probably about 20 minutes or so.
So what are you thinking, pizza or what?
No, I had that yesterday.
Oh, you went there?
Yeah.
Well, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm open to suggestions.
Huh.
Huh. Okay. Would you like to say happy January 1st to everybody?
It's the beginning of my birthday month.
Oh, Lord, y'all.
Okie dokie.
You heard that right here. I'll call you back when I'm done podcasting.
All right. Email me if you want the password, anyone. I understand.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Y'all, that was Larry Klei. But anyway, oh, Lord, I'm still podcasting here. I've got to hang up on him. How do I do that? Okay. Poor Big Fatty. He does not know how to use the cellular telephonic devices. By the way, y'all, I have made a decision that I'm going to wait until after the Macworld to see if they introduce the iPhone Nano because, you know, Big Fatty wants to have something that nobody else will have. And, you know, if Big Fatty has an iPhone Nano, you know that Michael Cantaloupe down there at the QCast Connection will have to immediately have one, and he will,
oh, Super B, please, I need to have it. I have 18 jobs, and I've worn this one out.
Okay, anyway. Anyway, Scotty was off to bed when he sent me these, but y'all, he's got some little, looks like little Thai or some kind of little Asian boys all throwing around the sparklers and giving the peace sign, and there's some, it appears to be some Lebanese girls, and, you know, then some of these people, you're not really sure, you know, some of the little Thailand boys and Indonesian boys and all, they look kind of like little girls, except they have Adam's apples and penises. So anyway, Scotty was getting some loving from all of them, and y'all, evidently my straight boyfriend has sent me an e-letter here, and he says, I'm listening to the Genital Warts Christmas wrap-up and have just realized how shitty your show is. I actually think that it might be possible that DQ Rick is more of a tight ass than DJ David J, who refuses to move out of his parents' house at the age of 38 to 39. If I'm ever close to offing myself, but just can't pull the trigger, I'm putting this show on. So, anyway, evidently, DQ Rick's Christmas wrap-up show, he was enough to make my straight boyfriend want to kill himself. Why did he send that to Big Fatty? I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad he did, because, you know, we always like to get the communications from the straight boyfriend. So, anyway. Y'all, the other thing that I wanted to talk about on today's show, let me see how we're doing. We're doing okay on time. You know, on the bowl games, they have, you know, all the players and all playing the games. But, y'all, did you know that they give each of the players a swag bag? Now, I don't think that's the same as Big Fatty's swag bag, but however, both are loaded with treats. And anyway, I just thought I'd read you. There's all, you know, all the bags are different and everything, but I thought I'd read you what is in the swag bag for those playing in the Rose Bowl, which, if you didn't know, is Penn State with Joe Pa. That would be the dead Joe Paterno. He died several years ago. And by years, I mean decades. And USC, that's the one in California, not the one in South Kakalaki. But in that Rose Bowl gift bag, they get a hat. I wonder if it's orange. Valued at $650, a watch valued at $100, a football valued at $1,495, an MP3 player valued at $100. Well, we know that's not a Nano or a... Well, I guess it could be a Shuffle, but it's not a Mac product unless it's a Shuffle. A flip coin, I don't know what that means. Maybe it's a commemorative coin like they flip at the at the start of the game. It's worth $12.91. A backpack worth $12. Slider shoes, I don't know what those are, worth $12. A travel kit worth $14. And a fight song opener worth $3.75 for a grand total of $276.11. I don't know what a lot of that stuff is. But anyway, all the different bowls give different things to the players. And so I just thought that was kind of interesting. And some of them are really good. Obviously, the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, gives kind of a shitty bag. I mean, I guess, you know, for playing in a football game, that's not bad. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has big news that I am going to be announcing on Monday's show. It's a new contest other than the Christmas Story Contest, which, by the way, for those of you who hadn't heard, it's over. But thanks for playing! Anyway, starting Monday, Big Fatty is going to have a contest, as so, you know, a one-month contest in there as we count down to halftime of the Super Bowl, which will be Big Fatty's one-year anniversarium. But I'll have all the details for you, if I can fucking remember, on Monday. Yeah, on Monday. Now, I told you about all the New Year's cards coming in and the Christmas happies, and I've gotten the wish. Y'all, I've got several. Let me just go over here and look and see how many voice letters I have. Dear Lord, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I've got 12 voice letters in the queue. So the Friday show, tomorrow show, is probably going to be a voice letter show. But y'all, it's never too early or too late to send a voice letter to Big Fatty. So, you know, go ahead and get in the queue, because after Friday, I'm sure I'm not going to have any. And, you know, that's unacceptable. Unacceptable, y'all. Also, I'm not quite sure. I've got to get in touch with the patron saint of the BFO. That'd be Mr. Tim Cormall. He does a podcast, as you all know. Tim, call an ambulance. You can get to it by going over to the BFO. Anyway... I've got to find out from Tim Cormall why, when Big Fatty goes to the iTurd store, and in fact, I'm going there right now. By the way, also, I checked the listener map earlier today. No one knew. No one. Zero new people on the listener map. And, you know, that makes Big Fatty a little gassy. But, you know, what can I say? But I am getting some e-letters and things like that, so I do appreciate that. But, you know, nobody on the fat map. All right, but I'm over at the in the iTurge, and I click on Big Fatty, and y'all, the last show that it shows posting over there is the December 24th. Oh, to Gussie, is the December 24th show, and I don't know why that is. Because clearly Big Fatty's done a show every day, and y'all, it's downloaded into the Big Fatty Inappropriate Touch each day, so I just don't know what it is. Anyway, I'm going to have to find out from the patron saint of the BFO why that's doing that. I'm sure Big Fatty has touched something that he shouldn't have, and speaking of things to touch... That, you know, that Miss West, y'all, did y'all hear him at the beginning of today's show? He just made Big Fatty all warm and fuzzy, and, you know, there's just something about Miss West that just makes Big Fatty a happy person, and Big Fatty always just will tell him,
"You're fat, get a Mac."
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.